The centralized intercept tape was made in February of 1977 from my apartment in Manhattan. I used two different phone lines to make the tape, both of which were on number 5 crossbar switching equipment, you know, the equipment that always goes. I switched from one phone line to the other because each one had its own advantages. My west side line was served by the central office right across the street from my apartment, and therefore it was the best one to use for overall sound quality. Unfortunately, however, that particular office had kind of a new routing pattern which wasn't the one that I wanted to preserve for posterity. So I had an east side line, which was actually imported from the other side of the island. It was an FX, a foreign exchange line, and I used it for most of the phone calls because it was still on the original routing pattern. Certain high-volume area codes would go to the secondary gateway, which was a New York telephone Class 3 crossbar tandem. Now that was always nice because these crossbar tandems would let you hear the MFs as the call was going through. Meanwhile, the other area codes were sent through the great super tandem, the sectional center of New York, which was actually two offices working side by side. And depending upon which region you were calling, you would either go to New York 4, recording ID
2122,
or New York 7,
2123.
And that was awesome, because those two offices together were so huge that they had direct circuits to every little place you could imagine. So calling long distance from a crossbar 5 in New York City that was still on the original routing pattern was sort of like living in a mansion that had more rooms than you knew what to do with. So that's why I'm using the two phone lines. Now in this segment, we'll be dialing area codes that go through the secondary gateway from each of these lines. The west side line uses Bronx
21224
in the Grand Concourse building. The east side line uses Forest Hills
21233
in Forest Hills, Queens. Okay, before we start, let's pick up my east side line and call the number readback. Whoa, I can see the phone patch I used at the time messes up the sound of dial tone coming on. This is what it should sound like. Now let's continue. That's the most common Cognitronics number readback device that was in use. There were three different versions of it, all with photographic film digits, which from the sound of that had gotten quite dusty. So the number readback machine in East 79th Street is dirty. Let's see if West 73rd's is any better. We'll pick up my west side line and do the same thing. That one's only a little less dusty. Okay, let's make some long-distance calls to centralized intercept. The first few I want to demonstrate are all of the same type. This first call is from my west side line, and it goes to the centralized intercept in Binghamton, New York. Area code 607.
Have the number dialing?
797-9911.
797-9911, I'm sorry, it was disconnected.
Thank you.
Now another call that goes through similarly from my east side line, Bridgeport, area code 203.
We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Please.
384-1111.
No.
384-1111
is no longer in service. Okay, great. The number I called was in Bridgeport, but I believe the concentrator for that is in New Haven. Now I'll describe how this call is going through by putting that one in slow motion thanks to the magic of digital editing. My Crossbar 5 office, of course, has me on the originating register while I'm dialing the number. When we dial the last digit, the originating register calls the marker. That little sound was the register calling the marker, and now the marker puts us on the trunk, in this case, to Forest Hills. We are now on the trunk to Forest Hills, but we're not hearing it, because there's an MF sender sending the 10-digit number to Forest Hills. When it's finished, we cut through to Forest Hills. This is a wire trunk, has a little hum and squeal on it. And now, thanks to the way they designed the trunk circuits for crossbar tandems, we actually get to hear Forest Hills picking up a trunk to the Bridgeport crossbar tandem and the trunk flashing. That's the handshake, and now we hear Forest Hills MFing to Bridgeport. After the last tone, Forest Hills cuts through. Now we hear the carrier noise from the Forest Hills to Bridgeport trunk, and since the destination office is a number one step, Bridgeport is right now dialing probably the last 5 digits of the phone number. When it's finished, we hear some clicks that are a combination of the sender in the Bridgeport tandem dropping out, and some clicks the step itself makes. And at this point, the step's connector begins ringing, which in this case is very quickly tripped.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Our first example, to Binghamton, was exactly the same sort of route except different tandems were involved. In this case, it goes to the Bronx crossbar tandem, which MFs 7 digits to Binghamton crossbar tandem, which again dial pulses into a step. That Binghamton crossbar tandem, by the way, is
6075.
That's a class 3, which homes on Albany.
5182.
And the Bridgeport crossbar tandem is
2037.
Which homes on the Bridgeport 4A, 20315, which homes on the New Haven 4A.
2032.
Had the trunks to the Bridgeport crossbar tandem been busy, Forest Hills would have tried the Bridgeport 4A, and if that had been busy, it would have gone to New Haven. Now the last time we heard this ring, it was coming from a number one step and office. The ring is more often associated with number 5 crossbar, however, and in this next call, that's exactly where it's coming from. Here's Allentown, Pennsylvania, from my east side line, via Forest Hills.
21233.
Allentown crossbar tandem.
21511.
To a crossbar 5.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
please check the number in your directory and dial again. The number you have reached is not in service. If you remain on the line, an operator will answer. Thank you. This is a recording.
Dialing, please.
791-0000.
All right. That would be a wrong number, sir. A vacant line.
Okay, thank you. I'm testing. What city is this?
Pardon?
What city have I reached?
Oh, I said you're reaching a centralized intercept. We're in Williamsport.
Williamsport,
the
thank
number
you.
You're calling is in Allentown.
Thank you.
That call went through a little faster than the last two because there was no dial pulsing. In fact, that call is multi-frequency sending all the way. As the call progresses, the number being sent keeps getting shorter. From my crossbar 5 to Forest Hills, it MFs all 10 digits. From Forest Hills to Allentown, 7 digits. And now just the last 5 digits to the crossbar 5. With all that multi-frequency sending going on, too bad you don't hear the tones more. But that's the way it was. There were just certain places where you did hear the tones. And in that last example, just the Forest Hills going to Allentown allowed you to hear the outpulsing. The rest is muted. Now, the operator was in Williamsport. The recording, however, might have been in Allentown. It's for sure it's not in Williamsport, because when the operator hung up, there was a sound, and this is a subtle sound. That's the sound of a 2600 operated link hanging up, which indicates distance between the concentrator and the operator. And the voice on the recording is the same person that we know to be on Allentown recordings anyway.
This is a recording. 21511.
Thank you. This is a recording.
Most likely scenario is the concentrator is in Allentown or somewhere nearby, and not in Williamsport itself. That was a common practice. You could have several concentrators going into one operator center. Now, the Allentown Crossbar Tandem
21511
was a Class 4, or toll center, homing directly on the regional in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
2151.
And that's an example of a Class 4 homing on a Class 1. Now let's pick up my West Side line, rarely used on this tape, and call the one independent phone company that we'll be calling today. That's Rochester, New York. And the reason is that Rochester, New York, unlike all the other independents, uses a lot of Bell System switching equipment, and so it used Bell System centralized intercept. This call is the exact same pattern as the last one. It goes through a crossbar tandem in New York, out to a distant crossbar tandem, to a crossbar 5 again. So here's Rochester centralized intercept via Bronx
21224.
Rochester crossbar tandem
71610.
To a crossbar 5, except this crossbar 5 is independently owned.
Not presently assigned to any customer. Please be sure you have dialed correctly. This is a recorded announcement.
May I have the number you're calling, please?
Yeah, 254-0000.
What is the number, sir?
254-0000.
There's no such number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The number you have reached is not presently assigned to any customer. That was specifically the text that the Rochester Telephone Company used at the time. Now, I hope you're ready for a little bit more useless information. Well, useless except for when listening to the old tapes, because here it comes. The long-distance network of the 1970s was primarily made up of two types of switching machines, crossbar tandems, which are abbreviated XBT, and 4As. And they are both crossbar switches, but the crossbar tandems are less sophisticated. They are two-wire tandems, and they really work best in cities where the destination offices are very close to the tandem. The reason for that is that when you take a long-distance call and you put it through a switch and you combine the transmit and the receive, it tends to add a resonance to the connection. And for that reason, they developed the 4A switch, which was literally a four-wire switch. It kept the transmit and the receive separate through its switching network. And for that reason, all the regional centers, except for one, were 4As. And these two switches are what made up the backbone of the network. Now, every tandem we've gone through so far is a crossbar tandem, or XBT. And here is the phone freak's secret language to know when you're going through an XBT. When a crossbar tandem cuts through, it typically makes this sound. And since these calls go through two crossbar tandems, you can actually hear that sound twice. That's the nearby New York Tel crossbar tandem, Bronx or Forest Hills, cutting through. And now, that's the distant crossbar tandem cutting through. Ta-da-da. Ta-da-da. Congratulations, you've learned your first word in telephonese.
Am I supposed to stand up and cheer?
And by the way, number one crossbar end offices also make that sound, especially when they're MFing out. Now that's a side-by-side comparison. The first ta-da-da was the crossbar one end office. The second one was a local crossbar tandem. And as you can see, it's really the same sound because crossbar tandems are based on number one crossbar. Now, of all the cities I called on the centralized intercept tape, only those four went through with that particular routing pattern. Most of the major cities in the U.S. at this time, February 1977, are served by 4As, not crossbar tandems. And so there are a lot of cities that went out on Forest Hills to a distant 4A. The 4A is a tandem that is crossbar, but it's not a crossbar tandem. And they don't go ta-da-da. Instead, they just make a soft tick. As an example, here's Springfield, Massachusetts, via Forest Hills, which is a crossbar tandem, to the Springfield 4A, which isn't, and I'm first going to dial a vacant code so you can hear the Springfield 4A going tick into its announcement trunk. In 1977, 976 was a universal vacant code. It wasn't assigned anywhere. If you ask me, it should have stayed that way. So here is 413 plus a vacant code going out on Forest Hills, a crossbar tandem, to Springfield, a 4A, which will give us the recording. What the hell was that? In the background of the originating register, there are these funny beeps. Let me play that again. It did stop, and I'll finish dialing the number this time.
Sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 4132. We're sorry.
All right, it's a T-carrier trunk to Forest Hills, but that doesn't change the sound of the tandem cut-throughs. That's Forest Hills crossbar tandem cutting through, and this is Springfield 4A cutting through. In this case, to a recording trunk, which makes a soft tick of its own, and has reorder tone on it.
We're sorry.
Hey, no need to apologize. You just did a great demo. Now, Forest Hills crossbar tandem goes ta-da-da when it cuts through. Sometimes it's not exactly in that rhythm. At that point, you hear the carrier noise, if there's any to be heard, which in this next example there is, because we're going to the Cincinnati 4A, which again is going to make a tick as we connect to the recording trunk.
But we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 5132. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing...
I originally got that one by accident, but I decided to include it because it was so pretty. The long-distance network was a thing of beauty as far as we were concerned. And you heard a little bit of it there, the quality of the carrier noise, that soft ticking reorder in the background, the warm quality of the voice coming down the line. There was really nothing like it. Well, back to Centralized Intercept. Let's call Columbus, Ohio, area code 614. My east side crossbar 5 sends that to Forest Hills.
21233.
Which is a good idea, because Forest Hills does have direct trunks to the Columbus 4A.
6144.
It sends all of 614 to Columbus, and we'll call something that's right in the Columbus area, a step. The tick of the Columbus 4A cutting through will be followed by a couple of other ticks that the step makes, and then the ring starts.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
What number are you dialing, please?
279-9999.
279-9999. There is no such number.
Sorry. Thank you.
Are you finished on your call?
Yes, release, please.
Why didn't you hang up so that we can clear the board, please?
Because I need the sound of your hanging up on my tape, and could you hurry up? Because I got about 20,000 other calls to make here. Finally, had the Forest Hills to Columbus trunks been busy, Forest Hills would have used Cincinnati.
5132.
Failing that, Forest Hills would have used New York 7.
2123.
Now, if the call did get to New York 7,
2123.
New York 7 would then have more choices. Its first choice would be Columbus.
6144.
Then Cincinnati.
5132.
And if that failed, it could go to Pittsburgh.
4121.
And then if it really needed to, New York 7 could use its own regional center in White Plains.
9141.
But in practice, we never saw that, because the New York sectional centers were so huge that while they nominally homed on White Plains, they rarely had to use it. They were too big themselves. So anyway, a number of the calls I made to Centralized Intercept followed this routing pattern. Forest Hills going to a distant 4A to a step. Unfortunately, the examples I have all have that 1975 text on the recordings. You know the one. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Disconnected or is no longer in service. That's a little redundant. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, that's the phone company showing sensitivity to how you feel. That was invented in 1975. And unfortunately, that particular text did not disappear along with the other touchy-feely ideas that inspired that change. In any event, the other examples of this routing pattern that I recorded from New York City are kind of monotonous because they all have that 1975 recording. So I'm not going to include as many as I originally thought I would. But Just to let you know what it is you missed, here's a medley of what we're not going to hear.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is
no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please
check the number or try your call again.
What the hell, once more.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected
or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or
try your call again.
There. Now, to replace what I removed, here are two earlier recordings made from my Long Island home when I lived there. These go the exact same sort of route, because we're again calling from a Crossbar 5 line, which goes out on a New York telephone Class 3 Crossbar Tandem, Hempstead in this case. These two calls were dialed using a speeded-up rotary dial. First, here's Los Angeles in June 1976 via Hempstead.
5166.
Sherman Oaks, 4A.
21315.
To a step, 761 in North Hollywood.
Telephone directory for the right number and are dialing correctly. This is a recording. The number you have reached is not in service at...
That recording just repeated over and over and never went to an operator, at least not after four repetitions. And as you can see, they temporarily had lost their master tape because it's supposed to sound like this.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time and there is no new number. Please...
Etc. Had the trunks from Hempstead to Sherman Oaks...
21315.
Been busy, Hempstead would have used Los Angeles 2.
2132.
And had those been busy, Hempstead would have used its own sectional center, Suffolk.
5162.
In the early 70s, the rules were different, and Hempstead could also have used the regional for that part of the country in San Bernardino.
7141.
Next is Houston, from my Long Island home, via Hempstead.
5166.
Houston, 4A.
7132.
To a step. Here's the recording from the Houston 4A.
I'm sorry your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording.
7132.
That first voice was used by Southwestern Bell as a standard for recordings in the area. You'll hear it on the centralized intercept recording.
The number you have reached is not in service. Please be sure you are dialing the correct number. Thank you. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please be sure you are dialing the correct number. Thank you. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
This one also repeated over and over. The ring you heard was from a step, it just had pseudo-ESS tones. Had the trunks from Hempstead to Houston been busy, Hempstead would have had to go to Suffolk.
5162.
Now, had the call actually gotten to Suffolk, Suffolk
5162
would have had all possible choices available to it. First, Houston.
7132.
Then Dallas.
2141.
And then its own regional center, White Plains.
9141.
Now, in the early 70s, the alternate routing pattern was more straightforward. Hempstead would have been able to go to Dallas by the old rules. But Dallas is a regional center.
2141.
And in the mid-70s, they changed the rules so that a Class 3 like Hempstead can't use a Class 1 like Dallas in this sort of a situation. And that's why Hempstead has to go to its own Class 2, Suffolk.
5162.
Which then takes it from there. This rule used to drive Bill crazy, because his philosophy was, send it as far down the line as possible. But Long Lines had a different idea. I now don't recall exactly what their rationale was, but it was the rule at the time these tapes were made. You may have noticed on the last two calls that there was something about the sound quality that was a little more refreshing, and that was, these were recorded with an open reel tape deck, no automatic volume control, and you actually get to hear the true dynamics of the network. The next segment has calls made entirely that way from my Long Island home in June 1976. It isn't about centralized intercept. We're instead going to be calling mostly the wilds of Western Canada. That's next.